Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pacifica National Programming Committee. This is July 25th, 2021, Sunday, and it is now 2:15 Eastern Time. And I will call roll. My name is Nancy Sabra-Anaditomi. I'm the chair. Jack Devine from WBAI. Jack, I do not hear you. Wally James from KPFT.
Here.
Wally is present. From WPFW, Thomas O'Rourke.
Present.
Thomas is present. Thank you. From KPFK, Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Lydia, present. From WBAI, Ralph Pointer.
I'm here.
Ralph is present.
Here.
From KPFK. Yes, Ralph is present. From KPFK, Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, I do not hear you. From KPFT, Nancy Sabar and I told me that's me. I'm here. And from WBAI, Sharon Salam. Sharon, I do not hear you. From KPFA, Frank Sterling.
That's me. I'm here.
Frank is here. Thank you. And from KPFA, Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom is here. Good. From KPFK, Harvey Wasserman. Harvey, I do not hear you. From KPFT, Sandy Wyman. Sandy, I do not hear you. Quorum is made. We've got seven. Thank you all. Thank you, everybody. Go safely wherever you're doing. Okay.
All right, thank you, Nancy. This is Thomas signing off.
Okay, be careful.
I'll be at the next one. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Same for Tom.
Go safely, Tom. Go safely. And anybody else who has to jump off for a rally or whatever. Okay, shall we start with the first? I want to ask the committee, is it all right if we ask for public comment during the meeting, since we have very few people? Maybe they would give us input that we could either pass or add or something to the motions we're doing. Is there any objection to that? I think we have around three people at least for public comment. No objection? Okay, so be it. All right. So let's go to the first item, which is the Pacifica in the Streets. I will read it for the audience, listening audience. Where is it? Okay. Oh no, I forgot. I did roll call. Okay, next is the minutes. I'm sorry, minutes are not ready. That's my fault. Agenda, motions to work on. The first one is Pacifica in the Streets. And whereas in order for a station's breaking news to be timely, be it resolved that the PNB Programming Committee recommends that each station's management organize and deputize a volunteer Pacifica in the Streets team with a list of the team members and their contact info shared among the team, and the list be placed in the control room, allowing the programmer to verify the Pacifica in the Streets team members before allowing a one-minute breaking news broadcast. The programmer shall decide how the breaking news shall be presented, preempting a card or music break, and checking with the IPD or the IGM. I want to open up for comments, changes. Okay, I have a question then. I'll put myself. Yeah, who is that? Frank? Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, this is Frank. Let me just make sure my own voice is recording. Okay, it is. I was curious. I think we talked about this before, but about the chain of command on this. Like someone in the streets, if it's a hyper-local thing, like let's just use the terrible example of a police killing. Someone, the police killed someone, let's say, in Berkeley, and we want to interrupt the air. And then our chain, we have like, didn't we develop a criteria of what I would do if I wanted to break in with a call? That's a question. Did we already develop that criteria?
No.
Or are we still developing that afterwards?
No, we did not. So we left it up to the group, the members of this Pacific, this breaking news team, and that the manager has to organize it in, did we put the word? Yes, that the management organize and deputize the volunteer members.
So okay, yeah, and then that those would be trusted individuals that would be able to make the call to break in.
Yes, with the manager's permission. If he deputizes, then he allows. If they foul up, he might recall his deputization. And then I put in there that the breaking news shall be presented. The programmer is also deciding how to put it in. Like if it's a preempt recorded show, does he preempt a cart or a music break? And I don't even know if it's allowed to touch a music break, that it's a required thing or not by FCC. I don't know this. And he can also, the programmer can also check with the IPD or the IGM.
Okay.
Well, come on. Anybody else want to make it more detailed? See, I'm thinking that if we don't put this out, it's not going to start anywhere, and it's not at any of the five stations. Frank was reporting it to us at the last meeting that the KPFA, they sometimes get things, but it's usually vetted, and it becomes a one-minute segment later. So there's no breaking news at KPFT. I don't know if I haven't heard any breaking news team at any of the stations, so we need to start this. And Lawrence was complaining about finding the program director or the manager to get permission takes a long time. Well, if it takes a long time, that should be put in, reported and put into an evaluation. I think, they're getting paid to take responsibility. I think they need to be on, you know, available to take the,
And I think that was the point of the deputization of the other folks, was just in case there was an issue, these folks can make the call either to the program director or the general manager and get the approval at that moment, or they either are already deputized to actually make the call to the board operator and say, you know, Franklin's going to call you from on the ground out front of Home Depot where someone was just killed or something. You know what I mean? So I guess we could have to develop our own criteria as we go along.
Yes, I think so. But if we allow the manager to take responsibility for deputizing them, then, and later on they foul up, well, the manager can take it back, or just to say, I don't know. They have to, this manager has to decide all that. But we have to have it. We have to have some deputies, or they were called stringers a long time ago. Anybody else want to join? Yes, and public too, public comment. If you have something, go ahead.
Okay, so, well, stringers are different from this breaking news team. Stringers are just people who do news stories but are not regularly on payroll, so they might be a, you know, one-shot thing. But I do think leaving it loose enough for management to decide whether they want to bring in the news department or the public affairs department, because there has to be some kind of training provided to people before they're allowed to speak on air, certainly with regard to FCC violations, but also just how to frame things. It's not just, I saw something that seems important happening, so let me talk about it on air. So I do think that the management, who's ultimately responsible for the broadcast, should have the flexibility to further develop the idea.
Thank you. Thank you, Serene. I'm sorry. Anybody else want to opine of the public? Anybody? Okay. Okay. Is the committee ready with this wording, or do we want to work on it a little more? I mean, I don't want us to just wait for perfection, but, I mean, do we have anything that needs to, you just don't feel right, needs to, maybe the wording, we need to wordsmith it differently? Frank?
I just feel like the criteria is going to have to be either developed by the individual stations or if we're not going to develop it ourselves about like what's going to be cleared for this kind of breaking news, you know, what kind of news shall it be? And I think we talked more about it last time on like you just said, who's going to make the call, the news department, public affairs or, yeah, I think in the end, someone's going to have to work out like more detailed criteria, whether that be individual stations and their own way they want to do it, or if they want to do it with, maybe one station will do it and can share it throughout the network and people can take what they like from it and develop their own. I don't know. I just feel like there's going to have to be more clear criteria developed, to implement this plan. If the news breaks, you know, exactly what steps are going to start, happening, you know, immediately to make it timely and get it on there. I think the deputization of certain folks, is a good start. So yeah, maybe we can just let the stations develop the criteria because that would, it's going to bog us down for another couple of meetings, probably developing that, and, writing it up. And then who knows if they'd even approve of our criteria, you know?
Okay.
So that's kind of my only, it's my only concern. And it's not really a concern. I'm good with the idea and I'm going to vote to approve any idea that we throw out in this vein here, but I just feel like somewhere someone's going to have to develop a more clear criteria of when to do this.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack. Ask the committee, what do you think about adding the word that each station's management organize, and shall we put the word training in there? Organize training and oversight. Let me put that there. Each station management, organize training of and deputize a volunteer. Okay, organize training and oversee and deputize. How about that? Just the training and oversee. We add those two words there. I'm going to rewrite it and send. Go ahead, whoever that is.
Green for the second one.
Go ahead.
I don't think we need to add anything to the motion. I think the intention is clear. I think what will probably happen is that it will come to the PNB, and someone on the PNB will probably refer it to the general manager to discuss with program directors and national management team used to be a weekly call. I don't know if they still do that. But, you know, push it over to the IED to let them have that discussion. They don't need to be told that they have to provide oversight. They know that they're general manager is responsible for what goes out on the air.
Okay, so...
Frank here again.
Go ahead, Frank.
Hey. Well, maybe you don't have to add the oversight, but maybe implement some training and criteria. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw something out there because I feel like I said before, someone's going to have to develop the guidelines somewhere. Maybe we can leave that to what that the woman that spoke before me, I didn't get your name, was saying, that send it on to the IEDs and the general managers, and then they could be clear that they need to provide the training and criteria for when this would be implemented. And maybe they could handle that on the spot. And it doesn't mention oversight. Like you also said, that I'm sure they're clear that, you know, they have to oversee this and have to be the oversight. That's it for me.
Okay. All right. I added that each station's management organize training and deputize a volunteer Pacific on the Streets team. Okay, then at the end, I'm going to put the part about, Pacifica National Board programming.
And while you're thinking about that, sorry, just to jump in again.
Go ahead.
I think a volunteer crew is fine, but it might be good up to a point that we might be interested in saying that if the person does show up and their stuff gets on the air, maybe they could be reimbursed the hourly wage for their time and effort. I don't know. That might be something for the future. But the people could be on the team organized, and then when someone says, I got this, I can go out and do it, boom, and they're like given the okay, you know, they could start their clock when they start working, you know, heading that direction or whatever they got to do. I don't know. That's just another idea out there that would, you know, make it more feasible in the end for people to want to get up and go. You got to just have the heart and want to contribute to the network and the station, you know, to get up and get, you know, a half hour away, you know, immediately. I know a lot of us are in it with our hearts, and we do that a lot. But in the end, it might be good if someone got reimbursed for their 3 hours they spent to travel over there, get a news story, call into the station, you know, and get back home or whatever. So just a thought, not something we have to incorporate now, but maybe for future ideas at the station level.
Okay. Money. All right. The PMB Programming Committee recommends that the PMB instruct the IED to have the IGMs formulate or start to address this goal. Thanks. Okay, the PMB Programming Committee, yes, or better wording. PMB Programming Committee recommends that the PMB instruct the IED to have the IGMs address this goal. You want to make it softer? You want to make it, you know, how do you want to do it? Or is this enough?
Personally, I think it's enough. It doesn't seem too demanding or overly soft. I mean, it's something that we definitely want. And hopefully, I know a lot of the stations are struggling already with news departments and stuff like that, but this, you know, could be something that I feel most general managers or newsrooms or stations would be interested in having. So it might be work on their end to get it together, but I think in the end it would benefit everybody and you know, come in handy.
Okay. Shall I add at the end to address this goal and share their techniques, and share with the other stations or share among each other? What shall I put?
Maybe when if it's a story that is with national news, be shared amongst the station, something like that.
Oh, I didn't think that. I was thinking about the technique of the breaking news team, how they're putting it together.
Oh.
Let's see it.
Oh, let's sorry. See. My mistake.
No, but I mean, that's good. That's good. I mean, but main things, to address this goal and share among each other or share with the programming committees or... I don't know. How should we put? Or just address this goal. Just leave it there. But have some other people involved, you know, like address this goal with input from the programmers.
Yeah, I would say something like address this goal with producers or news departments, because I know some places don't have it. So producers... board ops or engineers, whatever you call them at your place, and news producers, news department heads, and managers, engineers, board ops.
Okay. Did I hear another voice? Oh, go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying maybe we're getting too minutiae here. I'm just starting to think deeper, but I can keep thinking and try to lay out the whole entire process if you keep egging me on to do it. So just let me know if I'm going too far.
Okay. To have the IGM, the IED, to have the IGMs address this goal, with input from the news departments and producers. So you've got other people there. Shall I add programming? We don't have one yet. Go ahead. What did you say, Frank?
I said this is sounding pretty good. The last person that's been before us is. I don't think we need to go too much further. Our intent is pretty clear.
Okay. All right. I'm happy with this. I'm going to send it. Somebody speak? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we need to remove interim wherever it is, because the individual's status is less important than the role they're playing in the organization. So we don't need interim before executive director or interim before GMs. And I would just ask that they work collaboratively, you know, among themselves and with the others at their station, whatever the format is, because KPFK has a program oversight committee, but I think DC has a programming committee, but I don't know that any of the other stations do. So we don't want to, less is more when it comes to directing people, you know, and also ask them to provide feedback to the committee in 3 months about how well they think it's working or something.
To instruct or feedback
to the ED as part of her, you know, she reports to the board, so provide feedback about how they think the initiative is working. That's important.
Oh, Sharon is having trouble getting in. Okay, let me...
No, you do the meeting. I'll text her.
Oh, thank you. She wants the number and the code number.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Let me go. All right. So I added the word training management. Each station management shall organize training and deputize a volunteer Pacifica of the Streets team. And the last paragraph, I put the PNB Programming Committee recommends that the PNB instruct the ED to work collaboratively with the GMs to address this goal with input from news departments and producers. And that the ED report progress. Report monthly? Monthly, maybe, until we're satisfied. What do you think?
I'm feeling good with that.
Okay.
I mean, for now, we can keep going if we want, but I'm feeling okay.
Okay. All right. I'm going to finish typing this out, send everybody, and we'll vote on it. I think we've chewed this up a long time. We've been doing this since last year. Oh, this is like a year and a half we've been working on this. Okay, here goes. Hope it went to the right people. Let me see what happened. Where did it go? Oh, it just went to me. Well, that didn't help. Okay, let me see if I can. Forward. All right. Mm-hmm. This is when things are not done, this is what happens. Does anyone have another item that they want to put on the agenda, maybe in the future? While I'm typing this, I have to type all the committee members' names. It's going to take me a while to send this final copy for the future, something you wanted to do. Could I ask somebody to take chair, pro tem? Anybody? Anybody would like to do that while I'm typing this little these emails in? I have to type all the emails. Somebody want to take chair, pro tem chair?
Are you just trying to please move down the agenda?
No. Yeah. Go ahead and start. Yeah. Move down the agenda. Go ahead. The next item. Then we'll come back and vote on this. Go ahead, Frank. Is that all right with everybody? Can Frank be pro tem chair? Is there any objections? Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
Let me get back to my agenda. I had to open the section, so... Okay. All right, we just did the Pacifica in the Streets team. Next on our agenda is... Whistleblower Special or Substitute Show, and where we were, this is the motion we were writing so far. Whereas the community, such as nurses, veterans, teachers, police, and other workers, need a way for whistleblowers to air their stories safely, sometimes with the protection of anonymity, be it resolved that the PMB Programming Committee recommends that a CART be aired asking for written whistleblower testimonies, even anonymously, to be vetted by a volunteer collective which shall research each case and select the testimony to be read or spoken, disguised by technology if desired, and organize a panel of expert guests to opine with all voices disguised if desired, and callers can opine, and after the show has aired, there shall be a CART aired for 1 week informing the content, date, and the archive show. So listeners can search the archives for this unexpected special, and the show shall be put on the audio port for use by the Pacifica Network. Okay, that's where we left it. So far, is there people that want to have a conversation about the whistleblower program? Maybe how it would fit in. Let's see. I think there was some concern last time about, you know, random people calling in with bogus claims. And I think that's why we kind of did the vetting by volunteer collective, which I'll research each case.
I would recommend that this idea...
Who is this again?
My name is Raymond at KPFK.
Okay, Raymond.
I would recommend that the idea be transferred or sent to Ralph Nader for his comment.
That's a good idea. Let me get... Let me catch up real quick. Let me pause you for 1 second because I wasn't prepared to take notes, but I better take notes since no one else
I took
is.
Notes.
So we, okay, good. Sorry. So we're considering that's an idea to help take some of the burden off maybe developing this whole special committee. Is that the idea?
The idea is to find out how Nader would do the idea.
Oh, okay.
We have no with the Pacifica Network better able or more interested in whistleblowing than Ralph Nader. And I think we ask him very little, and I think it would be very helpful for him to opine.
Okay. Are you back?
Yes, but I want you to go ahead and do chairing, and I'm writing it down, so I'm going to write the motion down that the PMB committee moves to ask as comment, opinion, or opinion about the whistleblower special.
I'm going to put you on the stream.
Oh, thank you, Otis. Thank you. Okay. Let me write it and send it to everybody. Go ahead, Frank, and continue on.
Sunday. I'm going to write. Sunday will be 2 Eastern anyway.
Thank you.
All right, and I can send this first half if we need to anybody that needs it. Sir, I forgot your name that spoke a moment ago about your idea with Ralph Nader. Can you remind me?
Raymond.
Thank you, Raymond, for that idea. And just to go off of what Raymond was saying, I feel like it's a great idea that this might even be something that the Ralph Nader Show would take in and make a segment out of. I know we got different segments on there. Maybe he would opine about it after maybe we would still have to do the betting or get something together that we know these are legitimate stories and we could send them off to him and maybe he could start talking about it on a regular basis on the show, that this is the Pacifica whistleblower segment of the Ralph Nader Show. He could announce the kind of do the PSA, you know, live basically and say this week topic sent in by this individual that could be a fake name or it could just be sent in by an anonymous whistleblower, and then he could go on to talk about the story and how we looked into it. I guess it might have to go through, like we talked about, a couple steps before it gets to the Ralph Nader point, you know, making sure it's legit, maybe, you know, connecting the contacts safely with Ralph himself or whoever his producer handles that stuff.
I'm suggesting that the notion,
go ahead,
of any station doing a whistleblower program be discussed with Ralph Nader in terms of how it might best be done.
Okay, so you're talking about the best way to lay this all out beforehand.
Yes.
Okay. And is there somebody in our group that has a closer contact than somebody in our group that has no contact to Ralph that could take this on? Maybe you could join us one time in our meeting and hear our words, or somebody that is in our group that knows somebody that is close can pass it on. Is there any individual on this call that feels like they have a connection?
Okay.
Okay, hearing nobody.
Thank you. I just sent everybody the motion for asking, let's see, I'll read it. The PNB Programming Committee moves to ask Ralph Nader and John Kiriakou for advice for whistleblower special on how best to be planned, or how best the show, how best to be planned. I guess that's enough. Funny English, but I guess it's okay. And we don't need to send this motion to the PNB. We can just, you know, research ourselves for this information. Okay, did everybody receive it? Not yet. Okay. Is everybody okay with this? The PNB Programming Committee moves to ask Ralph Nader and John Kiriakou for advice for the whistleblower special on how best to be planned. I think they have better English than that, how best to be planned. What's a better way to say it? How best to plan it? How best to plan the special?
How best to be organized and implemented, maybe.
Okay. How best to be organized
because
and implemented.
I feel like the organization, like Raymond said, like how do we best way to go about this? You know, what's the best way to collect these whistleblower testimonies? What's the best way to keep them safe? What's some advice on vetting these topics? I know we got a lot of journalists and stuff already here at our station. Any advice from Ralph, I'm sure, would be advice well received. So, yeah, if anybody's got any better language, that'd be great. But that's what I got.
Okay.
Organized and included.
Okay, tell me if I messed up or what. The PNB Programming Committee moves to ask Ralph Nader and John Kiriakou for advice for the whistleblower special on how best to be planned and implemented. Is that what you said, Frank, or did you have a better way of saying it?
Planned, organized.
Oh, organized, okay.
Either one. Okay. I think it might be all three, planned, organized, and implemented.
I'll put all three.
It's clear that we're seeking for advice here. On the best way to handle something like this.
Like an anonymous telephone call from an alleged whistleblower. You don't have to say
yes.
That, but I don't think the question is, does he approve of us having such a program? It's how does he think, if he does, that it's a good idea and how might it best be implemented?
Okay. I sent the motion to everybody. I'm going to read it one more time. The PNB Programming Committee moves to ask Ralph Nader and John Kiriakou for advice for the whistleblower special on how best to be organized, planned, and implemented.
What is a whistleblower special?
What did you say?
I said,
first word?
What is a whistleblower special?
You're asking me what? Did you say W-H-A-T? What is a whistleblower special?
Yes. I think Ralph might very well ask the same thing.
Okay. We'll include the motion that we have so far. I would love to give the agenda to... If you send me your email, I'll send you the agenda next time. the people that are joining by public comment. My email is nancy.saibara@icloud.com. I'll say it later at the end. So we'll include the motion. And the motion is what Frank read at the beginning. It's where it's a volunteer team and they pick all these stories that come in either by mail, snail mail, or however they come, or by telephone, and they get an expert panel together, and they either, depending on the whistleblower, if he wants to speak, or he, she wants to speak, then they can use software to disguise the voice, and put a show together, and then open up the telephone lines for people to public comment. That's the main gist of this thing.
And my comment pardon me.
Excuse me? Raymond, what'd you say?
I said those things you just noted should be part of the inquiry to Ralph Nader.
Okay. All right. So to save time, shall we just send the motion and as reference, and then so he can tell what we're planning, and then this paragraph that we're asking his advice for how to organize, plan, and implement.
Yes.
Are there any objections? Wow. Y'all ready? Okay. We will do this. We'll ask Ralph and John for advice. Before we implement this, I would like that very much. That's what was keeping us from passing this, because we want to have safety for our programmers and our station. Okay. Shall we go back? Where is it? Frank? Thank you very much, Frank. I'm going to go back to the first thing about the Pacifica and the streets. Or maybe you have a better grasp of it. I sort of forgot what we were doing. We were going to vote on it, right? Is that right, Frank?
I believe so, but I don't have the new wording that you were creating. I only have the old one in your email, so you would have to read out the new one. We're going to do the vote right now.
I thought I sent it, so I got to find the time that I sent it.
Let me look again, because, I'm not getting nothing from you in the last 5 minutes here.
Oh, really? Oh, darn. Okay.
Looks like somebody replied that said the middle of the email was received in an unreadable manner, consisting of lines that are...
Oh, that was, that was somebody. Okay. All right. I'll try to... What shall I do? All right. Now, I added the word training. Each station's management organized training and deputized a volunteer Pacific Industry team. And then at the bottom, I added, the PNB Programming Committee recommends that the PNB instruct the ED to work collaboratively with the GMs to address this goal with input from news departments and producers, and that the ED report progress to the PNB. Should I put the word monthly? Or until satisfied? Or just leave monthly off, just that she should report to the PNB, or the ED should report to the... How do you feel, committee?
Monthly.
Monthly. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, we'll keep the monthly in. I'll try to send this. Go ahead, Frank. Can you take over for the next thing? And I will be trying to send this again.
Okay, so we're going to end up moving on to the item 3 then, right?
Yes.
So we have agreed pretty much to the whistleblower thing. It's going to go off to Ralph and Friends. Okay. Number 3 on our agenda for today was motion for local program committee. Whereas the primary product of a broadcast organization is its programming, and whereas the Pacifica Foundation bylaws expressly require each local station board to work with station management to ensure that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluation are working in fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee recommends to the PMB that it direct each local station board to establish an open programming committee or programming oversight committee, or conform its existing committee to provide oversight of the station's programming, including but not limited to how programming needs are determined, how shows and programmers are selected, what programming agreements are made, how shows are scheduled and preempted, how programmers are educated and supported, how program success is measured/evaluated, how listener feedback is obtained and shared, how programming decisions are appealed, grieved, challenged, how programs are moved, extended, lengthened, and or removed, and requires that the GMs or IGM attend or arrange the participation of the interim program director. Well, it has that in print. And requires the IGM or GM attend or arrange the participation of the IPD or PD at committee meeting that shall occur at least 2 board members must be members of the committee through volunteering or election. any person who attends the inaugural meeting or subsequently attends three consecutive committee meetings and signs the attendance sheet at each in-person meeting or identifies him or herself to the chair or secretary at each virtual meeting becomes a voting member at the beginning of the third meeting. Anyone missing three consecutive committee meetings loses their membership at the end of that third meeting. Let's see. There's more, I believe it goes on. The writing is kind of spaced apart. Important points for successful results. Make sure recommendations to improve programs. Provide a way for listeners to give input to the committee, such as a listserv or a LSB email with programming in the subject line. Also, make recommendations to promote programs and relay and work with outreach committee. Act as a liaison with schools, teachers for student participation, oversight and guidance of the GMs, PDs, or IGMs or IPDs. Evaluate show. Kind of long. That's the end. Were people paying attention? What do people think? Anybody want to comment on this? I know it did get a little long and I got a little twisted in a couple of places. Does anybody have questions?
I have a question. Nancy, is it okay?
Yes, Nancy, yes.
I had added evaluation of programs by the programming committee. And, of course, anything that they come up with, they have to recommend to management. And that probably includes the program director as well. How do people feel about that? Is that too much?
I feel like, let's see. I feel like evaluate shows is up in the upper part. How programming needs are determined, how shows and programmers are selected. Let's see. If it's not up here, how listener feedback, how success is measured and evaluated, there's the same word, evaluated. But this is how it's done. So this is developing the process, I guess. I feel like show evaluation is important, especially if consideration is being laid out to remove that show or if a show has already been removed. Because I know at KPFA we have a lot of issues with our unpaid staff or volunteer our unpaid programmers getting the axe without really much explanation other than we're going in a different direction in this hour, stuff like that. So I feel evaluation is important, but I think up here where you say how program success is measured and evaluated is also important. And I do feel it got long and wordy. I was already forgetting the first half by the time I got to the second half. But that's just me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. Could I take back the chair? And thank you, Frank. And let's vote on the Pacifica in the Streets. Where we added training, the management has to organize training and deputize a volunteer team. And at the end, I think you should have all gotten it yet. The last paragraph we added was the PNB Programming Committee recommends that the PNB instruct the ED to work collaboratively with the GMs to address this. Instruct the ED to work collaboratively with the GMs, with the news GMs to address this goal with input from news departments and producers, and that the ED report progress to the PNB monthly. Are we ready to pass this? Is there anyone that has questions or any doubts or anything they want to add? Okay, are there any objections? Okay, so we just passed the
wait a minute, Nancy. Nancy, this is Wally. I was on mute.
Go ahead.
Okay, the last thing that you took to the PNB, directing them on what they should do, the chairman, Alex Steinberg, was not very happy for us to be telling them what to do. And I just want to take that into consideration.
Yes, the chair, this committee voted on town hall meetings at the station and town hall meetings nationally, means at all at simultaneously, be done on the air. And it was a unanimous vote in this committee. But the PNB chair sent it back to committee. He said we should confer or ask the advice of the GMs. So I'm sorry I have not done that yet, and I need to do that. Yes, and with the committee's permission, we ask all the GMs. I really personally don't think it's the GMs should be running policy. I think the PNB should run policy, and the GMs skedaddle and do the best they can. I really think it's weird. And in addition, the PNB is supposed to have, you know, public comment time, and they're not meeting in person since 2015? So they don't have any chance to get public comment. Did somebody say something? Who was that?
I asked for the floor.
Go ahead, Raimondo. Go ahead.
I believe that you are exhibiting precisely the micromanagement to which general managers, program directors, and the like take umbrage with. And it isn't necessary to make it directively. I don't happen to agree with you if, as I understood it, you said that the PNB should make the policy, presumably for programming, and that the GM's job is to implement that. And I think you've got it backwards. If you hire a general manager, and the general manager is not meeting either LSB or PNB expectations, they can articulate that, then there's room for discussion. But if the GMs are regarded as handmaidens for the PNB, I think that's bloody wrong.
I'm sorry, I could not understand that word. As did you say handmaidens?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Are you finished?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I can't make a point of order because I'm not a member of the body, but I thought that Wally's comments about a previous motion have no bearing on this motion and should not interrupt the discussion. And since, in my view, his comment was out of order, your response, to which Raimondo is responding, is also out of order, and you should vote on the motion that's on the floor. The PNB sets policy for the foundation. Period. Exclamation point. Done. Deal with the motion that's on the floor.
Thank you, Serene. Okay. But I'm happy and welcoming all input, even though we may disagree. Okay. So we passed the Pacifica in the Streets, the breaking news team, getting that started. All right, and on the whistleblower show, we passed a motion to get advice. All right, and now, where are we now on the, we were talking about something that happened, all right, in the past. We were asked to, anyway, this needs to be, taken up about the whistleblowers. About the town hall meetings on the air. That's another new business or old business or both that we need to come up with, decide. Let's see. Did not put it on the agenda. I'll have to put it on the next agenda. Town hall. Does anyone else, want to opine about the town halls on the air? The
I am going to make a point.
Go ahead.
As best as
yes,
I can.
Yes, a little louder, please.
Member of the body. Was the agenda item finalizing the language with regard to, maybe I missed it, but I thought the agenda that we were talking about finalizing the motion with regard to the breaking news. Was that done?
It was passed, yes. No, there was no objection.
And the whistleblower went off to Ralph Nada and Company.
Yes, to get advice. So it stalled for more information.
I just don't understand what a chair's response to a previous motion has to do with discussing a different motion. So shall we never move on because the chair was unhappy with one motion?
I'm not sure I understand. Oh, you mean to vote on the whistleblower?
Well, no, the whistleblower thing I thought was sent off to Ralph Nader and his crew for comment.
Yes.
Okay, so what's currently on the agenda? What's currently on the floor?
It's number 3, the motion for local programming committees.
And then that's a bylaw requirement. Why are we discussing the chair's response to an unrelated motion? I mean, committee is free to discuss anything it wants. But, you know, don't allow yourself to be thrown off track by comments that are irrelevant to the process that is being discussed.
Oh, you mean about the town hall meetings? It's not on the agenda. You're right. Thank you very much. But we've reached 3:12 now, and I forgot, when is the public comment was supposed to be from 2:30 to 3:30. So we still have, like, you know, a lot of time, 15 minutes, 17 minutes left, public comment time. The other people on the public comment, would you like to comment? Or you just want to listen? Anyway, speak up when you want to speak, but we don't have too many public comments this time. If you don't say anything, I'm going to go ahead and go back to what was on number 3, our motion for local programming committees. Okay, I wanted to add that the local programming committee, we did not discuss this yet, but maybe we did, to make recommendations to improve programs. I think this is I'm not sure how, but I think if the programming committee has this goal, this would be very helpful for the programs that we have, and then help programs improve instead of just, you know, not offering any kind of creativity to improve the program and then see them go, being chopped off. And provide a way for the listeners to give input to the committee, such as a listserv or maybe the LSB email address listserv, you know, where all the LSB see the comment and the programming members in the LSB could relay it to all the people in the programming committee. That's best if they have their own, but it's kind of good to have the LSB read these things too. and how to promote the programs and work with their outreach committee if they have one. You know, like making flyers and go to certain areas that might target a target audience for a certain program. And then another, act as this programming committee will act as a liaison with schools, teachers, for student participation, and with oversight and guidance. For example, the teachers can get feedback, and the students can get feedback to make sure, you know, make sure we're doing well to include students. And students could be making cards instead of the same people speaking the same cards over and over. I think it's really good to have the students make cards. And then to evaluate shows, which I already talked about. Does anybody see some stepping on toes or some problems? I would really welcome them for any of these things, because the evaluation of programming is the program director's job. But I have witnessed, you know, long years of not doing this, and they are busy, I guess too busy to do it, or it's not their taste, but of course it's their responsibility. So why not get the programming committee working on it and talking with the programmers and coming up with some creative ideas. So, and then at the same time, evaluate the shows, how they're doing. Now, these are not like, you know, if the programming committee doesn't like this show, well, it's going to go away. But I mean, with the recommendations to the program director for evaluation. Because evaluations that get so far behind when it's just left to the program director. What do y'all think? I don't hear anything, but I think more people involved with trying to improve a show and trying to, the better it is, instead of just all the responsibility on one program director. I mean, he or she could have help from a programming committee. And that way a show would have a fair chance to defend itself or improve or... What do y'all think? Okay, I'm not hearing anything.
Sorry, this is Frank here.
Yes, go ahead, Frank.
I like the idea of some sort of programming committee or council at the station. It's something that we've been wanting at KPFA for a while. Like I mentioned earlier in the conversation, some shows have been removed. Others are being denied, like COVID, Race, and Democracy, the network-wide show that's playing at every station but KPFA. And at the same time, we're replaying Democracy Now! Twice in the morning. We're replaying a chunk of the upfront morning show, which is 2 hours already in the morning. It's now getting another, I don't know if it's a 30-minute or an hour in the afternoon, but it's one of those two. So, you know, in place of these shows that are getting replayed, we could be having alternative programming, especially COVID, Race, and Democracy, which is not being aired at our station. And I feel like the program council would be able to help make these recommendations or decisions, or committee, whatever you want to call it now. I don't know if there's a difference between the council and the committee. But I feel like it's a need at KPFA. We've lost some shows that just get the axe, and there's nothing they could do about it because they're unpaid staff programmers. I'm thinking of FitWit Radio, which was an original show, which was like live theater, live music. Everything was done on the fly. It was satirical. They incorporated station and network satire, so I think that kind of added to their demise in the end, that they didn't want that on the air, but some people felt it was needed. And anyway, so that's, I'm going to go on too long about one particular show, but we've lost numerous shows at KPFA that just get the axe from the program director or the, you know, with the general manager, and not really a lot of grievance procedure or anything like that, which goes back to the Programmer's Bill of Rights that we've been talking about or passed or whatever. But I feel like a program council would help not only relieve the burden of a program director and a general manager having to do this on their own, but also add to maybe some shows didn't need to be canceled. Maybe they could improve, or maybe they could do things this way. But I feel it's important somewhere. We need it, whether it's a council, a committee, whether it has actual power or just something that suggests ideas. So I'm willing to work out something here that we could vote on, whether it has to happen at the national level and drain down to the trickle down to the individual stations. We've been talking about it at KPFA for probably the last 4 or 5 years in the minority board. Okay, that's it.
The minority board, and then your sound went off, Frank.
I said that was it. Yeah, that was the end of it. I've been on the minority on our station board for a while now, so I don't think the majority, they are kind of staunch general manager and management backing and leaving them with the powers that they have now. And like I said, whether the committee or council had actual power or just something, recommendations or suggestions, you know, I feel anything right now is better than just leaving it only to one or two individuals.
Okay. I don't think we're ready to pass this, but we all, you know, we haven't had a program council at KPFT since February of 2012. So it's been a long time, almost, 9 years? I mean, if we have it, if it becomes a resolution from the PNB from top down, this might help to get something started. Okay, we are running out of time, so I'm going to go briefly. But yes, somebody want to say something? Who's that?
Yes, please. Serene?
Go ahead.
Okay, so the bylaws require local station boards. It's Article 7, maybe it's G, I don't know, I'm not looking at it. But it requires that local station boards ensure that there is a process that is transparent, respectful, and collaborative for making program changes and for conducting program evaluations. I don't necessarily agree that evaluations should be done by the committees, but I do think that it is past time, since it's not happening, to my knowledge, at any station, but it certainly is not happening at every station, that there's anything that would give somebody a clue about how program changes and evaluations occur. I think it is past time for this committee to remind the PNB that that is the mandate for LSB. It is the most crucial thing. Programming is our product. It is what we do. It is what we make. And, you know, whether it is, you know, PD whispering to GM, or a friend of PD whispering to PD, or whatever, however the decisions are being made, there's nothing resembling a transparent process. And as I read this motion, it says, hey, give me the process in writing. And it's past due. I don't know why you wouldn't pass it today. I don't think that language that says the committee will be involved in evaluation, et cetera, needs to go forth. But the motion without the stuff in caps that says to the PNB, direct the LSBs, which are your committees, to immediately communicate to their general manager that they want a written process, should have been done on day one. So, yeah, if there's enthusiasm for it at this meeting, just do it.
Okay. Does anyone want to have the Okay, the part about evaluations, I knew that would be, recommendations for evaluations. I don't know how to say it, but recommendations for evaluations of shows. That certainly would be okay. Does anyone have questions about, you know, how programming needs are determined, how shows and programmers are selected, and how programming agreements are made? All this is it's in the head of the general manager or the program director, but that they need to spit out these things to the program oversight committee. How programmers are educated and supported. How program success is measured or evaluated. How the decisions are appealed and grieved and challenged. How programs are moved, extended, or lengthened, or removed. Okay, so...
Were you asking for feedback?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just making it clear.
Make recommendations to improve programs. I don't want to repeat myself, but... and provide a way for the listeners to get the listeners' input. Like with an email address. Recommendations to promote the program and to relay that with the outreach committee. If a LSB has one, they should have one. Okay, so far I didn't hear any complaints about these. Act as a liaison with school teachers for student participation with oversight and guidance of the GM and the PD. And probably feedback should be added from the teachers and students. And evaluate shows, they recommend input for evaluation of shows. How about that? Okay. We sort of already talked about number four, but while I'm trying to reword this one, Frank, could you be pro tem chair if everybody's okay with that? Let him talk about this. We have about 3 minutes left, not very much time.
Okay, oh. Should I just go ahead?
Yeah, so maybe it's going to take too long for me, so maybe we wait until the next meeting about this programming committee. And since we're running out of time, and we did not get to the National Bill of Programmers' Rights about grievance process and a programmer's guild. Instead of using the word union, guild might be better, having them have some kind of rights that they cannot be just, you know, abused. Okay, we did not get to new business, and new business was something I added about Nielsen ratings. Whereas the Nielsen ratings are indications which may help and give awareness of progress, be it resolved that the Nielsen ratings be shared promptly with all the programming staff and the management staff and the LSBs, and that the PNB instruct the ED to instruct the GMs accordingly, because it's usually a secret and the GMs usually do not share it. The other new business, we're not going to vote on these, but we just let you know. Fund drive totals should be reported to the staff, paid and unpaid, and to the LSBs promptly. And at some stations they used to be, at some that's a big secret. Whereas the fund drive totals are essential information for all working for the survival of the stations and for the oversight of accuracy, be it resolved that the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that the fund drive totals shall be reported to the unpaid and paid programmers and to the management staff and to the LSBs, and that the PNB instruct the ED to instruct the GMs to send this vital information promptly, for example, within 24 hours. And it used to be done that way at KPFT. Within 24 hours, we got them for each show, each day. All right, our next date, I'm proposing Sunday, August the 8th at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And also, Lydia had asked for a doodle poll to see if another day, like a weeknight, might be better. So Wednesday was proposed. Does anybody have a conflict with Wednesday? Wednesday night? Okay. All right. I will try to send out a poll. I've never done a doodle poll before, but I'll send a, certainly a plain email poll. And until...
This is Frank.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, Frank.
Can you just make sure... I realized why I wasn't getting your emails. It's because I'm getting... my notifications of the meetings on my local station board email, and then I'm getting my other notes to my personal email.
Okay, so after the meeting, can you give me the right one that you want me to send to?
Yeah, I'll just text it to that group text after we hang up.
Oh, yeah, in the text circle you can put it, then everybody else will know it. All right. Is that okay? Or you can call me.
Yeah. And then I would just say, let me know if I need to. I think I have it somewhere in there.
Okay.
If I should do anything with the first half meeting.
Yes. I think it should be sent to Otis because he started recording and streaming from the whenever he came on from 2 p.m. Eastern. All right. So is there any objection to us meeting Sunday, August the 8th at 1:30? And in the meanwhile, we will do a poll, and I can always cancel that day and make it on a different day. So we'll have something on there. I also put Sunday, August 22, but why don't we just do August 8th, Sunday, have it posted, and then we will go with we'll see what happens with the poll. Is there any other public comment before we adjourn? Anybody would like to say something? Yeah, we've gone 30 minutes over. It was supposed to be over at hour and a half meeting, you know, including 30 minutes of public comment. So we've gone 1:30. We've gone 2 hours now almost. All right, I don't hear any public comments, so please come. Welcome to have you again. Listening, and maybe you come up with ideas. And my email is nancy.saibara@icloud.com. Saibara, B like the Beatles. Okay. So if you want to send me your email, I'll send you a copy of the agenda. But actually, I should post it on the kpfdx.org for everybody. All right, so without further ado, I think we're adjourned, and we will come back trying to get this program council done. That was the days when we were doing better, when we had a program council. Are there any objections to adjourning? No? Okay. Well, we got some things passed. See y'all next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.